Today is the festival of Lord Ganesh, probably the god best known globally when it comes to the Hindu pantheon. If there was a popularity contest among Hindu gods, Ganesh would certainly win Mr. Congeniality, hands down. That's probably due to his appearance. How often do you come across a chubby god with an elephant's head, riding around with a little rat? No wonder so many people the world over collect Ganesh figures. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Lord Ganesh is a god who seems like an animator's dream come true. Sanjay Patel, an animator based in Southern California, says he's not very religious when it comes to rituals, but drawing the story of Ganesh is a way to pass on his cultural heritage to his children.
What my children do see me do is dad is busy working on a story about a Ganesha.
It's a way to retell the stories from India that are part of Patel's heritage on his Ghee Happy YouTube channel. But in a way that will draw in children today, like this Ganesh goes to school on his father's flying bull.
Ganesha.
Hurry, Dad, I'm late for school.
I don't want to miss my favorite subject.
Lunch!
No problem, son. Nothing gets in my way. Not thunderclouds. Not mountains. Not giant elephants.
Whee! You made it, Ganesha!
Ganesha, you're just in time for lunch.
As he draws Ganesh and his brother Karthik having a sibling fight, his own kids are intrigued.
And they'll say like, oh, Dad, why does he look angry? Well, Karthikeya and Ganesha are having a fight here. And so there's an opportunity to talk about the stories.
There's a reason he's roly-poly, says mythologist Devdutt Patnaik in a video called Decoding Ganesh.
His huge pot belly reminds us of affluence, of wealth. Remember, these images were done in time when food was in short supply.
Even the elephant head has its own meaning.
See, elephant has no natural predator, so it can go anywhere. Nothing can come in its way. So we want our lives to be like that.
And the friendly rat at his feet?
The rat represents the problems. Even the greatest king, greatest warrior is unable to solve the problem of rats. Ganesha keeps him under control.
Ganesh isn't just friendly. He also is a certain kind of smart that a kid can instantly relate to. Take that story of Ganesh and Karthik and their great race to circumnavigate the world. Karthik huffed and puffed as he raced around the world. Ganesh just sat his parents down and walked around them. It was so incredible to hear that story as a child and note that the handsome, super athletic school jock didn't always win the race. But the genial cuddliness of Ganesh can also be his handicap. For the god who removes obstacles, his own cuteness can become the greatest obstacle of all.
Wow, you're really good at blocking the way, Ganesha.
Of course! I'm the god of obstacles! God of popsicles? No, obstacles!
Inside Hinduism, he might be the remover of obstacles, but outside the faith, he has become more cute and less God. In a world of animated films where animals routinely talk in human voices, Ganesh can feel more Disney than God. And he is part of the public domain, so you can put him on anything. Keychains, t-shirts, beer bottles, slippers, even toilet seats. Bollywood-themed parties in the West put up statues of Ganesh and Buddha for that exotic touch while belly dancers gyrate and the bartender mixes cocktails. Is anyone trying to disrespect Hinduism? Probably not. Ganesh just seemed cool to them. But the danger of cool is then a god becomes a commodity to be bought and sold. The god who removes obstacles seems helpless when the juggernaut of popular culture turns him into a pot-bellied party prop. So this year, for Ganesh Puja, it will be good to remember that despite that round belly, the elephant head, the broken tusk, this is a god entrusted with serious tasks like removing obstacles. These days, in a world strewn with new obstacles every day, a god who removes obstacles should be much in demand. And the last thing we should be doing is treating him like some cuddly toy. Devdutt Patnaik.
And you pray to Ganesha so that the rats are not there, the wealth is flowing in with joy, prosperity, no predators, in a world that is cyclical.
Happy Ganesh Chaturthi all. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.